But I was thinking about producing. Now, this is just an idea. Should I just produce an all-black special? Like, the whole audience is black? And I film it, like...
And even you?
No. Not blackface. But here was the idea. Wear the Bernie Mac suit with my face airbrushed, but maybe airbrush a black face. Airbrush my own face blackfaced on my shirt. But special would be incredible. Here's how I want to open it. Like, be, you know, the beginning of the special should be classic, like, yo, everybody fucking doubted me. Nobody thought I could do something this special. Come out and bomb. But also, more importantly, be like, yo, it goes down at the barbershop. Like, but then just go to the supercuts at the Walmart in Mechanicsburg and, like, sit there and, like, try to strike up conversation with, like, just some lady. Just be like, yo, you see fucking LeBron's hairline? Just some lady, like, excuse me, sir? Nothing. Be like, yo, it goes down at the barbershop.
Oh, dude. The first fucking 15 minutes is usually in the waiting room is reading like Esquire. Like
trying to talk to people sitting there and be like, yo, you see this bullshit? Just some guy like.
Like Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier.
Yeah, who you got?
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up. What was the most historic boxing match you've ever seen?
Yeah.
Like, what? Excuse me, sir?
You're like, that's a good special.
That'd be awesome.
And then go out. There's some ideas I don't know if the public's ready for them.
I mean, if you dress up in the Bernie Mac clothes, that'd be aggressive. If you wore like jeans with a picture of Africa on them, and fucking
that'd went be out so funny. It'd almost be like, first off, everybody would know. It would be called very racist
for sure.
People wouldn't understand the literal art that I was creating because that would be art. If I got out there and did like. Y'all ever be eating motherfucking pussy? To people that were, and then like have the camera on the crowd of them being visually up, like.
The problem is, you might crush.
If I crushed, you might it would your, be the.
If you had a black and mild and some H-Rock,
if I got Hennessy and black and mild,
you might get in your bag. That's a problem. You gotta watch out, dude. Because if you get in your bag and crush, then
if I get my bag and crush in a pair of jeans with Africa on them and my face airbrushed. I'd be the goat.
You would just become you'd be trapped in the bit. You'd be Andrew Dice Clay. You'd be Randy.
You think Gary's trapped in the bit?
Big time, dude.
Gary Owens trapped in the. He's like, yo, I'm gonna be a fucking wigger for real, and then just trapped in it forever.
He is, dude.
Damn, that's tough.
100%.
Gary. I never.
You got trapped. You might get trapped in the bit.
I never thought about Gary.
You'd be like Andrew Dice. You'd be 75 and be like, oh man, come on. You'd be like Andrew Dice Clay, dude.
Just trapped in the bit of a Bernie Mac, a white guy doing a Bernie Mac act. That was the rule, though.
I mean, reach out. You have mentors. To have a big dude, take me under your wing.
Gary?
Yeah. Have him be your mentor, dude. Mentor-mentee relationship. That'd be beautiful, dude. He might be able to spin your he might be able to do a PR spin. Like, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
It's a good idea for a special.
For sure. So you could film it yourself.
I would produce it I'd produce it myself, dude.
How long? What would you fill? That's the question. What would you fill the whole
thing? Well, it depends how badly it goes, which mm-hmm. You can surmise pretty. It would go very poorly. If I was over the top, like.
Yeah, I know what it's like when it's eating pussy. The girl was on that time of the month. I still be going down on that shit, you know.
And then like be like, what else do I have here? Right? Just look at my notes like, what else do I want
to
talk about?
Yeah, that would be something that would go over people's heads to the point where they'd be like, this is why this is just racist. This is horrible.
Now, a close associate of my idea had a good idea for the end of the show. I won't divulge his name because I don't know if the public's ready for this type of joking.
Sure.
But then to take out a dummy. A ventriloquist dummy, and have it say the N-word. But that end it. Like, don't say it. Like, cut it.
Mic drop.
Cut to credits immediately.
Before you even do it?
Right when it's about to say it.
Really?
Cut straight to credits. It's a good special.
So that would be fucking wild.
A half hour of that.
I mean, you should just go all dummy then. You should just go all dummy the whole time and do all your stuff.
Just break out the, just be like, all right, y'all not feeling that? I got something for your ass. Break out a dummy and just have it start talking shit.
Dude, that would be, if you went.
I don't know. I don't want to, for some reason, I know it's not insulting. I know I'm not trying to be insulting towards black people. But boy, that thing comes out pretty rough,
dude. If you went to an all black room, like,
damn, it's funny.
It would be very funny to do. There's very funny things about like strictly black comedy that are really funny to make fun for sure.
Yes, yeah, can't
coming
do it.
coming out of the gate swinging and be like, and now coming from a horrible debacle, like what's that motherfucker?
Yeah,
might not stick.
Yeah, but man,
like what a fucking
could it be funny?
What an insane movie!
I know, it'd just be the funniest thing possible.
Yeah, it would be,
I don't know,
would be pretty funny.
They
you got to pay your homage. The reason Gary Owens can do it is because he pays respect to the culture. You have to go pay your homage.
I watched Kevin Hart has a new special, and it's crazy.
How was it?
It's just crazy. Just like him walking, like it's in his own living room. It's cool. It's a cool idea, and obviously, I think Kevin Hart's great at stand-up. Yeah. Last couple, he's starting to, you know, he's too famous, yeah, so some of it kind of sucks, but, and he doesn't have anybody around him to be like, yo, that's fucking corny, don't do that.
Yeah.
But like him walking down his hallway, and there's like pictures of comedians, he's like, the greats, I got like inspiration. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, dude, don't do that.
I wish I can get into that, man. I could like give a fuck about stuff in general.
Yeah.
Be like, man, I'm surrounded by, but you know, again, it's like, it's kind of what breeds being like in multi-million dollar stuff and sitting in meetings, like I'm in the meetings now. It's part of the journey, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
you know, that's why I don't do it, to be honest.
True.
But yeah,
oh, I daydream about it.
Oh, what?
Everybody has that in them. I wish I could do that. I wish I could walk at the beginning of my special, point to like a picture of Louis, be like, the fucking gods bless us.
True.
Like, not ironically. Like,
dude, 100%. No, 100%.
Picture of fucking Norm MacDonald, like, inspiration, the kings.
That is in all of us. You're right about that. That 100% is.
Yeah, that's why rap's popular. That's why every single person listens to rap, like, yeah, I'm the fucking man.
Yeah, it does. It plugs you into the hero's journey, dude. It's like, the whole thing is when you listen to it, you're like, yeah, dude, I'm grinding too. I'm going to be great one day.
Yeah.
It's like, what do I have to do? It's like, just murder all of your enemies. And you're like, all right.
Sell dope to pregnant women. All right, fine, I will. And then all you have to do is be remorseful later.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's Catholicism. All you have to do,
yeah, exactly.
And rap.
True. True, true.
Heard that.
Be bad and then just, you know.
Say sorry.
Yeah, be like, just eventually when you're 40, just wear glasses and, you know, start a podcast. T.I. T.I.'s been quiet, dude. What's he been up to?
I don't know.
I got pissed when he went at the cannon. I was like, yo, whoa.
He talked shit on the cannon.
He came at the set, dude. Yeah, he started talking about the cannon. I was like, yo, whoa.
Why? What did he say about cannon?
You know, and I don't know. He was just like talking shit to Nick Cannon or something. He attacked somebody. I got beef with T.I., dude.
Yeah.
Big time beef. He doesn't want to see me on the throne, dude.
T.I. would fuck you up.
I would crush him, dude.
T.I. would beat your ass.
No, we wouldn't. If we both got to wear trench coats and go to the sit in King's chair.
In versus?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you
first of all,
T.I.
I'd beat the fuck out of T.I. He weighs 140 pounds.
T.I. would fuck you up.
You think T.I. would beat me up?
Yes.
He weighs like 110 pounds. You ever see him?
Matt, T.I. would tune you up, dude.
What? He's tiny, dude.
He's got that thing on him.
Dude, the government took all of his things.
The government couldn't take all
of
T.I.'s
things.
Dude,
he got caught with like 20 guns and didn't go to jail.
He got caught with 20 different things.
And didn't go to jail, dude. Yeah. How, dude?
Yeah, baby.
Man, the man was snitching, bro.
You think T.I.'s a snitch?
Yes, dude.
Yo, I wouldn't put that on.
I'm putting it out there.
Don't put that on people's names,
snitch
dude.
Snitch ass. Snitch ass, dude.
Whoa, dude.
We almost had
to put credits in there.
How do you get caught? What? How do you get caught with fucking 20 guns and not do any jail time?
He made a song with Justin Timberlake.
What do you mean?
Lemaire, say that dumb thing you just said into the mic.
He made a song with Justin Timberlake.
That's
how he got out of jail. That's how he didn't go to jail. Anytime a black guy's about to go to jail, they make a song and they don't go to jail.
Give me another example.
R. Kelly
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no. He made a special. Netflix has it in the vault. They didn't put
it out. What about Shine?
True.
He didn't make enough money.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Cut it.
Embarrassing.
Noah, scrub that out.
God, the show's fucking derailed.
It's over. Might as well just end it. Might as well stop forever.
Where are we at time-wise?
An hour.
So, but yeah, no, that's...
Oh, I'm doing Kansas City.
Are you really?
Yeah. I am going to do that show.
Thought you weren't?
Risky show.
Why is it risky?
This is the day after Thanksgiving. It's the weekend after Thanksgiving. It's just a room full of people that were just in rooms full of people.
Perfect storm.
And after the show, and I'm going to do a meet and greet where everyone just spits straight into my fucking mouth.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Everybody in there.
Dude, you did that.
I'm I'm gonna get on my knees and just let everybody spit in my fucking mouth on the way out.
That'd be legendary. Just have everyone walk by and just lash you.
Yes.
I might start. We should start getting into, like, what's that called? In religion, I forget what. It's not like asceticism. It's like self punishment where you just whip your back.
Yeah.
We should end shows with letting people just like dom us.